You're here. Come in. Now, how do you pronounce your first and last name? Thank you. I'll remember that. This way. I don't usually call in foreigners to interview for my private jobs, but in this case, there were very few candidates that fulfilled my criteria. Take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. I've done some research. You've kept yourself well hidden from the wrong people, but you've also made quite a name for yourself in the specialist gunner circles. Now, how have you found this flight so far? Did you manage to take a walk around the airship while I was asleep? Explored the other rooms, perhaps? Yes. Lavish is a good word. Opulent and unique. I spend most of my time on this airship. I simply won't accept anything less. It's my second home, though by now, I should probably call it my first. Love of travel. In my case, the grass really was greener elsewhere. How do you take your tea? I could never stay in one place for long anyway. Boredom sets in far too easily. Sugar? Cream? Thank you for waiting. Exposure to sunlight of any kind is excruciatingly painful for me. I thought you might ask. Unlike most modern vampires who can tolerate it to some degree, my bloodline has kept many of the traits that the ancients had. It's a blessing and a curse. Our venom is potent. We're able to create new vampires with very little chance of failure. We also heal faster and have better reflexes. But yes, at the cost of not being able to walk around in daylight. But, enough about me. I would love to hear more about you in a bit. Feel free to eat as we speak. I have made lemon tarts, raspberry-filled biscuits, and bite-sized savory rolls. Help yourself. No, thank you. That's very thoughtful. I'm not hungry at this moment. Yes. That. It was my pilot, actually. She suggested that it would be a good idea to pick you up early. You and I both have to be in Luxitum by tomorrow evening, and it is a long flight. We will need to dock once to refuel. No need to thank me. When I found out that you were willing to attend this interview, and that you had business in Luxitum, I thought this would be the most efficient way to conduct things. So, tell me about yourself. I don't want to hear what I already know. I want to hear what I don't know. You understand? Rest assured, everything you say will be held in the strictest confidence. If you are given the job and complete the tasks successfully, then you will be paid handsomely in both money and favors. Most take my jobs for the favors, especially if they need access to members of the secret society. Care for some more? You're the product of an experiment? What do you mean? Well, I am sorry to hear that. What an ordeal. And to be separated from everything you knew at such a young age. Yes, the bioweapons arm of the military is rather merciless and cutthroat in the way they conduct things. You escaped? How? Interesting. This benefactor you speak of, you say she knew your parents? I suppose that does explain it. Your constitution, it's not like a normal human's then. From what you describe, it sounds like you are robust enough for the job. That's correct. You will be working alone. The fewer people involved in this, the better. And how is your hand-to-hand combat? Have you defeated any notable figures? The so-called Salisbury hauntings, that was your doing? Indeed. I also know that the creatures behind those hauntings were not ghosts, but corporeal shifters. A nightmare to catch, and harder to kill. How did you best them? Yes. The fact that you're a gunner who specializes in toxins is why I developed an interest in potentially hiring you. Tell me, if I provided you with samples of my blood, would you then be able to create a cocktail of toxins that would make a vampire of my bloodline seem like they were dead? That's what I like to hear. If you need to create the antidote too, I can, of course, increase the payment. I was hoping that the toxin itself would just wear off, but I think that's all right as well. Now, if you don't mind, I will need to taste your blood. This is not a feeding, but a test. So, don't worry. I am a woman of integrity. This is not a trap. A few drops will suffice. Although you've already told me about yourself, I can find out even more about you through consuming some of your blood. It allows me to read you more intimately, shall we say? The level of your honesty and your physical state. I can break your skin for you, or you can do it yourself. Up to you. Not afraid of pain, then. Another advantage. Yes, that's enough. Good. Give me a few seconds. Interesting. You are more kind-hearted than you outwardly appear, and you will never go back on your word. Though the world has been cruel to you, there is a glimmer of hope within. As for what it's related to, it's none of my business, I'm sure. But it is good to hold the conviction that something better is over the horizon. You made a firm choice some years ago not to break, but to live on. And as a result, life has already rewarded you in many ways. I'm sure it has much more in store for you. Certainly. There are other things I have picked up, but it's not important for me to mention all of them. I have what I need to know. Yes, you are perfect for the job. I don't know if this surprises you, but you are my preferred candidate. How many? There are two backups, but I will not spend time interviewing them. The job is yours. Naturally, you have the option of rejecting the job, for I have yet to disclose more details. The airship. It'll dock soon to refuel, and we can step outside for some fresh night air. You wish to know more? About the job? Yes. Very long story short. The reason I wish to hire you is because I want you to pretend to assassinate a few members of my family. Pretend being the key word. You will use bullets marked with toxins that'll make your targets seem like they've died. Upon false death, their skin will change color and their bodies will harden. Correct. It is the modern standard for a true vampire death. Even better if you can make all traces of the toxin disappear after a while, from both the bullets and my relatives. However, that is not a compulsory requirement. You did mention an antidote before. I have made other arrangements for the bodies to be dealt with. Their deaths will be witnessed by someone important. I will give you the date and exact location when I have them confirmed. You're not curious about why this needs to be done? Oh, I like people like you. I find that those who do what is needed without wanting to ask too many unnecessary questions tend to be the most efficient. With the help of a friend of mine who is a surgeon, my family members will be relocated with different faces. Your hunch is correct. Even I was not always known as Madame Violet. The ship has finished docking. We've been sitting here for long enough, I think. Shall we step outside? I had a previous life. One much more carefree than this. We're jumping down, if you don't mind. Here's some rope. Good landing. The ship will wind us back up later. This place? We're in Tomburg. You're not familiar with it. It is a city famous for its beautiful women, many of which aren't actually women. They are Kurup beasts, and their faces and figures are incredibly mesmerizing. Curious? I'll tell you if I spot one. I can see through illusions. The main road is quite empty tonight. Possibly because of the cold. Not many stalls still out, but we can have a browse. There's one right there. Speaking to that man with the top hat. She, or should I say it, will seduce him and drain him of life force. He will fall ill after the process. I suppose you could make the comparison between a Kurup beast and a succubus, but these are not demonic in nature. They are actually healers of a sort. They take from the corrupted and pass that energy to those who deserve it. Sick children, for one, or to the forests. Look. Gentlemen's coat pins. See one you like? This one, please. The gold one with the rose and the lion. Thank you. Here, let me help. I'll put it on for you. Looks good on you. You're welcome. I like buying souvenirs for people. This one is of top quality. Yes, my previous life. I was a designer. Clothing, mostly. No one from back then will recognize me now. No human, anyway. I had a choice, yes. Continue to live my relatively pleasant life, or shoulder some responsibility. As you can see, I chose the latter. The world is in dire need of balance, and there are far too many underground organizations trying to tip the scales. You could say that many of the things I do help restore balance. No, it's not always black and white, I agree. So, will you take my job? Agreed. If you succeed, 50 grand and 2 favors. And if you fail? No consequences. If you genuinely tried. I'll finish writing up the contract once we return to the ship. Right now, I'm craving good wine. And maybe some steak. Will you join me? There's a place around the corner.